The year after I graduated college, I moved to Omaha, Nebraska, and spent time serving with the Lutheran Volunteer Corps. Similar to AmeriCorps, LVC volunteers work for nonprofits and live on very small stipends. And that year, more than any other year, taught me how to make my own fun. In our house, that had once been a Catholic convent, one way that my 10 housemates and I saved money and still had a good time was by watching the movie Shrek and its sequels way too many times. There was an old DVD player and a very small TV tucked up in the upstairs living room. And of the few DVDs that previous volunteers had left behind, one of the few sets that still played and wasn't scratched up were the first three Shrek movies. So we had Shrek marathon nights, sometimes twice in 1 month. And by the end of the year, we could quote so much of that first movie, a movie that tells the story of a cranky ogre who begrudgingly rescues a princess with the help of an exuberant talking donkey, that we really could probably have set up our own stage production of the film. As much as I dislike the Shrek movies now, having watched them so many times during that year, Shrek still has something to teach us. Friends, we like our comforts. We like what is familiar. We like what we know. And Shrek gets this. Shrek likes his familiarity. At the beginning of the film, we learn that Shrek likes his swamp where he lives. And Shrek also likes to be left alone. Shrek does not want to be bothered by the overly excitable donkey or by any of the other villagers living in the area. And he certainly does not want to have to give up his home and his comforts for a human princess who he finds annoying. Now, what does Shrek have to do with our text for today? Well, here we are reading the story of Ruth and Naomi, which might be one of the Bible's best displays of what it means to give up all of one's comforts for the sake of something or someone else. Ruth is about as opposite from Shrek as they come. And if we're honest, Ruth is probably the opposite of most of us, too. She certainly is the opposite of me. "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you," Ruth says to her mother-in-law. "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." Ruth is willing to give everything up for Naomi. She is willing to trade in her culture, her family, her language and customs, trade in her chance at a future that is secure. How likely are any of us to give up our comforts to this extreme? Even during my year with the Lutheran Volunteer Corps, I still got to speak my native language, I lived within a day's drive of my family, and I knew that in 1 year, my life could go back to normal if I wanted it to. When was the last time you gave up your comfort for the sake of someone else? I think it's safe to say that for most of us, we operate in places of privilege and relative security, and we rarely give up the lifestyle and the habits that we are familiar with for other people. We like to be comfortable. Beloved, God's commitment is unshakable. God's commitment is unwavering. God will never leave you, and God has and will give up everything for you. Like Ruth for Naomi, God is willing to risk it all, to put it all on the line for you. "Where you go, I will go," says Ruth. "Where you go, I will go," promises God. On Wednesdays here at Faith, our preschoolers at the preschool downstairs have chapel first thing in the morning when they arrive. And one of the practices that we always incorporate into this chapel time is lighting a candle to invite God into this space and to remind us of God's presence, like you saw in the children's sermon. At the end of chapel, either Pastor Kate or I put the candle out, and it's a special moment because we get to talk about how putting the candle out lets us see where God is, all the spaces and places that God goes to. We remind the kids, God is everywhere, and God goes everywhere. And as we put the candle out and the smoke rises. We ask the kids, can you see it? And they watch as the smoke billows through the air. Can you smell it? And together we inhale the smoky scent of fire. My favorite question, can you taste it? And sometimes they can, the way that you can kind of taste the atmosphere of a really good bonfire. But as we use all of our senses to take in the candle, we ask the kids and we think about where the smoke is going. And like you saw this morning, the answers are always pretty fun. This week when I asked the kids where the smoke would go, some of the answers I got were, it's going home to my brother, or it's coming with us to the playground, or just everywhere. And they are right. Just like the smoke goes everywhere, God goes everywhere. God already is everywhere, ever present, always journeying alongside us. God is so committed to us. God loves us so much, and God will never leave us. Like Ruth, God will give up everything because of love. God gave up God's only son for you, to save you, to let you know how deeply loved you are. So loved that God will go to any extreme for you. God's commitment is unshakable. Siblings in Christ, we are invited to care for others. We are invited to reach out. We are called to give our attention to all who are in need. On Thursday, this last week, I went to a workshop that discussed how communities of faith could help address the need for affordable housing here in Arlington. While I was there, I heard the story of Arlington Presbyterian Church, and perhaps some of you have heard their story too. For the last 10 years, Arlington Presbyterian has been in the process of selling its building and then demolishing that building and then rebuilding an affordable housing apartment complex on the land. Inspired by their neighbors who lived in the community surrounding the church and who had struggled to find affordable housing and make connections, the church members began to feel a call to respond. Now, Arlington Presbyterian is less than a month away from moving into their new space, which will be on the first two floors of the apartment complex, and now they're renting back from the community that they sold the building to. It can be easy to look at what they've done, to hear their story, and to find it both inspiring and seemingly impossible. They have accepted God's call, an invitation to care for others on a large-scale level. And again, like Ruth caring for Naomi, that kind of care does not happen without risks, without loss, without great discomfort. Their pastor on Thursday talked about how long the process was, how many decisions had to be approved, how many hoops there were to jump through, how the congregation lost members in the process, and how not everyone in the wider community was happy about the project. But the congregation had heard the needs of their neighbors, their fellow siblings in Christ, and they knew that they were called to accept the invitation to care. And so they moved forward. Imagine what it would be like to live in a world where we took on these big levels of risk to care for others. Imagine a city where all people, not just houses of worship, felt moved to address the needs of their neighbors. Imagine what you could do and what you can continue to do to respond to God's invitation to love and care and accompany the people and the community around you. With the love and commitment of a God who is always with you and constantly here surrounding you with a community of believers to fill you up, the possibilities are endless. We are invited to care for others. Dear people, we are so often comfortable right where we are. We don't want to move or don't want to risk the unknown. But the church and we as individual members are called to be something, not just say something. The God who journeyed with Ruth and Naomi still journeys with us too. God will never leave us, No matter how difficult the journey becomes, no matter how much it may feel as if you have nothing left to give. God has given up everything for love of you, each of you. May you take the everlasting, unfailing love that God gives you and share it with others. Amen.